Lexi Grisdale is the clinical director for the new center. Lexi, explain to us. I've heard of the word nurse practitioner, but I always seem to forget, you know, what's the difference between that and a doctor? If you can explain that for us.
Sure, no problem. So first, maybe I'll just speak to a little bit about what a nurse practitioner is. So as a nurse practitioner, we're registered health professionals. We've got a graduate level education, and we can autonomously provide patient care. And in our clinic, we're providing patient care services that are those primary needs. So within our scope of practice, we can diagnose and manage acute and chronic medical conditions. We can order your labs and your imaging. So that includes your CT scans, your MRIs, your ultrasounds. We can prescribe medications. We work with patients to develop treatment plans, and we can refer out to any of the community specialists as needed. In terms of how we differ from physicians, we differ from doctors really in the root of our education. So as nurse practitioners, we were first registered nurses, and at that point, we obtained a university-level degree. And then as registered nurses, we all worked for multiple years in the community and or acute healthcare settings, and that allowed us to really gain some experience in delivering patient care and taking care of patients in those settings. And then after that point, we all made the decision to go back to school and obtain a master's-level degree. So that degree is what's required of us in order to practice as a nurse practitioner.
And that's great to know, like you said. So if you choose to see a nurse practitioner, you know they've got years of nursing under their belt to start, which is that much more in my mind. Like these women, men know what they're doing, obviously. The amount that I mentioned there, that only 59 health practitioners for every 100,000 residents in Surrey, like that's a crazy shortage. From the outside, you know, I thought, well, it's got to be the increasing population, obviously, that's leading to this. But is there one set factor that's leading to the shortage in Surrey?
No, I wouldn't say that there's one set factor. I would say it's very multifactorial. But when you have a community like Surrey, which is one of the fastest growing in Canada, you're bound to have issues with attachment rates. So we believe that the doctors in the community are doing a phenomenal job, and now we've been given this amazing opportunity to be part of that. So our goal is to just supplement their work and by providing access to care for a lot of those unattached patients in Surrey. So we've got a pretty big target, but hopefully our target is that we're going to attach 6,800 patients by the end of our third year. Really, with our goal there is to be able to offer these primary care services, ultimately to keep people healthy and to keep them out of urgent care centers and acute care like the emergency, unless it's really warranted. But we'd like to work with people at the primary care level to be able to provide them the opportunity to be as healthy as possible.
And like you said, too, that I would think that's major, you know, keeping the hospitals like free for urgent cases, especially with the pandemic right now. So that's awesome and pretty cool. You offer a lot more than just nurse practitioner services, the clinic. Tell us about that.
Yeah, like I said, this has just been a phenomenal opportunity and one that I'm so proud to be a part of. But we've received our funding from the Ministry of Health, and we've collaborated with our partners at Fraser Health, the Surrey North Delta Division of Family Practice, and the Nurses and Nurse Practitioner of BC Association to really establish a multidisciplinary clinic. So our team is comprised of 8 nurse practitioners. We've got 3 registered nurses, 1 mental health clinician, 1 social worker, and we're actually also conveniently located next to Coastal Care Pharmacy, so we have access to that resource as well. So what we're really hoping is that by offering all of these services, we can provide our patients with access to, you know, truly comprehensive primary care in one building.
And mental health, that's such a big service. When you say mental health, what does that entail? Are we talking someone that, you know, obviously in simplistic terms, feeling down, needing help? Is there a certain criteria they need to meet before accessing mental health services with you guys?
The only criteria would be that they're attached to us as a patient, so they would have a nurse practitioner as their primary care provider. Unfortunately, we're unable to have patients that are not attached to the clinic see the mental health clinician or the social worker, or albeit the registered nurses. But no, in terms of criteria, there's not that. You don't need a formal diagnosis. We work together as a team to take a look at your mental health and your needs, and the mental health clinician will work with you to find resources in the community, to offer counseling, to connect you with higher levels of care if that's warranted. So our goal there is really to take a look at you as a whole person, not just your physical health, but also develop the mental health piece as well.
Awesome. A first step, like you said, to then access further services. So you touched on it briefly there, but if someone's listening, you know, doesn't have a doctor, or maybe they do, they want to switch, who exactly are you accepting for patients at the center?
So our eligibility criteria is patients have to live in Surrey, so within the bounds of Surrey. And unfortunately, if you do have a physician, we can't accept you. So the Ministry of Health has created the two mandates that we attach people in Surrey, and then we only attach those that are truly unattached. So what I mean by that is you don't have a doctor that you're currently seeing or a family nurse practitioner that you see for your primary care needs.
Okay, so like you said, can't have had a doctor, like you need to be seeking a doctor basically as the requirements.
Yeah, so you need to be seeking primary care. So if you're accessing it somewhere else, unfortunately, that we can't accept you as a patient. The one thing I will say to that is if there's geographical barriers. So, for example, a patient was living in Vancouver and all of their primary care needs are there and their doctor is there, and now they've moved up to Cloverdale and they're really struggling to see their physician because of the geographical distance, then we're happy to accept those patients.
If it's cost you $100 to go see your doctor and gas, come to you guys instead.
Exactly. But we just want to make sure that we're really targeting those unattached patients. We don't want to be taking patients from other providers. That's not what we're here for.
Okay. And the website to go to is npclinics.ca/access. Pretty exciting, Lexi. I drove by today, looked over at the building, and it's beautiful. So exciting, and a much needed addition to Surrey. So best of luck at the center, and thanks for joining me.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for having us on. Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. Hopefully we can really add something to the city of Surrey and the community of Cloverdale. So thank you again.